increase taxes, and maybe just we can continue in a posture of prayer. And you can close your eyes and maybe just imagine this moment. Just receive the words, and I'm just going to ask the Holy Spirit to just illuminate and reveal. From the Gospel of Mark, chapter 14. It says, "Now the Passover festival of the unleavened bread was only 2 days away, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were scheming to arrest Jesus secretly and kill him. But not during the festival, they said, for the people may riot. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, made it appear to none. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, 'Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor.' And they rebuked her. 'Leave her alone,' he said to Jesus. 'Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to you. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have them.' She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body and wanted me to prepare for my burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her." I've just been coming back to this passage the last couple of weeks, and as I read it for the first time in a while, a few weeks ago, I was just really struck all over again by the picture of, really, of not just worship, but of intimacy. This picture of love expressed. And the exchange between Jesus and Mary. Mark doesn't name who it was, but John's Gospel lets us know that it was Mary. And I just want to share a few thoughts on this passage as we go into worship tonight, really as an invitation for us. And I think Mary's example here is a picture to stretch us, a picture to invite us into more with God. And and I want us to think about that. I think the reason we're switching the order tonight is because I think the response to this passage is worth it. And so that doesn't have to look like song, but it's one of the ways we get to worship God together. And so tonight is our response to worship and song and prayer, just being in the presence of God. When I see this passage, the first thought that comes to me is this idea of being anointed in adoration. That Mary anointed Jesus with her adoration. Yes, there was the oil, but the oil was really the tangible representation of Mary's adoration of Jesus. And as she poured the oil, she was anointing him with her. Then we hear of the response of someone who doesn't get names. But again, John comes with the names. John's like, it was Judas. It was Judas. And perhaps Judas responding the way that he did caused others to respond similarly, because Judas was respected as a disciple of Jesus. And so when he points out that this seems wasteful, Others seem to agree. And I think it's a reminder for us and a challenge for us that worship, excessive worship, is wasteful to the unspiritual mind. Are you with me? Excessive worship, it doesn't really have a place in normal life. Excessive praise and adoration, it can't really be measured or made sense of with the normal mind. And yet Jesus says it's a beautiful, beautiful thing to give something that seems separate in the moment. John's gospel also points out that Judas's motive was not in fact settled before. Because as we know, Jesus cared for the poor. But it was for selfish reasons. This moment is Mary anointing Jesus in adoration. It's also Mary lavishing her love. And can you just imagine what that room would have smelled like? John's gospel says it was full. The fragrance filled the room. And it's a beautiful picture of what our praise should do. What our praise does. It's a pleasing aroma to God. It's a pleasing aroma. Something that also sticks with me from this passage is just the fact that not only was Mary's worship seemingly excessive or extravagant, it was costly. It was costly for her. There was a sacrifice. And we've talked about this before, this idea of sacrifice. I think when you see Mary's worship here, you really get a tangible example of that, of the sacrifice. She gave up something that was literally costly in a material sense. But it was worth it. It was worth it. And I just wonder about that when we think about our worship. What does it cost us? And what are we actually giving up when we worship? What do we have to give in our worship that actually is a sacrifice? And I was thinking about this idea too of what do you give a God that has everything? What do you give a God that has everything? I don't know about you, but maybe you think of that person that you try to buy a present for, but they're impossible to buy a present for because it seems like they have everything they need. What do you give a dad that has anything? Mary did. You give him your affection. You give him your affection. Are you with me? There's something about worship that way that is kind of, doesn't quite make sense, you know? Like, you come to worship to give God something, but God has everything he needs. So we're not giving something, God has something that he needs, but we are giving him something that he wants. He wants our affection. He wants our hearts. He wants us to connect with him. He wants us to know him. So when we think about coming tonight to worship, let us consider that. Your heart, your affection, and giving that to God, it matters. It actually moves them. It moves them.
this is not the norm. If you're coming in, and you're like, wait, did I miss the worship? Like, yeah, we started on time. I'm just kidding. Even then, we would have had to do a really short set. No, we swapped it up tonight, and we're talking about worship first, and then we're going to answer it together. Yeah, we didn't start on time. That's a hard one to believe, but no. Doesn't mean that anybody wants our affection. And you giving your heart to God matters. When you come into this place, I just want us to consider that tonight. How we might just connect with the Lord of Christ and choose Him again. You know that every time that you do, it moves His heart. And it's a beautiful thing. The same way she said to Mary, this is a beautiful thing. When we extend our affection to the Father, and we will praise Him from the inside out, it's a beautiful thing. And it moves His heart. It moves Him. So much so that you see this exchange where Mary's intention was to honor Jesus, right? And in fact, we don't really know that she knew what was coming, but Jesus says that what she did meant more than the fact she realized. You know what I'm talking about? Jesus says this, the purpose of this, and what it actually stood for was connected to what would come in his death. That this is significant for Mary. And we don't really know, but I'm guessing that Mary didn't quite have that intention when she came to Jesus to pour out his heart to him. So it meant more than she knew, but she was doing it to honor Jesus. And to her surprise, what did Jesus say? He honored her. To her surprise, in pouring out her praise and honoring Jesus for who he was and who he had been, and the love that he poured out in Mary's life, Jesus turned right back around and honors Mary. I think it's a beautiful picture of what happens in worship. There's this exchange where we give to God and God gives back. And in fact, even there's an exchange before that, our giving to God is because of what we've already been given, right? And so even the affections that we're bringing tonight, we're not bringing them on our own, we're bringing them as the response and the continuation of the love that has been poured out already, that we've received and that we've embraced. And so as we come to worship tonight, we come to worship from that place, say, God, I love you. Because you love me. I love you because you first love me. I am pouring out my affection because you poured out your affection already and you've done it over and over and over again. And so tonight as we honor his name, I just know that he's going to honor us in this place. And as we worship him for who he is, I just know that he's going to pour out words of honor over who we are. Beautiful. And then we can give them right back to them. They'll give it right back to us. This exchange. And so I want to pray to God. And then we'll begin. I'm just going to pray to God.
God's will.